Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Science of Spin, How Rotational Forces Affect Everything from Your Body to Jet Engines to the Weather, by Roland Enos. Read by Matt Godfrey. A PDF of additional materials accompanies this program. To Stephen, Catherine, and Amy, and all of my lovely acquired family. Prologue. Camels in a Spin. On July 24, 1917, Flight Sub-Lieutenant Sidney Emerson Ellis of the 4 Naval Squadron took off on a routine training flight in Britain's newest and most powerful fighter aircraft, the Sopwith Camel. He banked to the right, dived, and inexplicably plunged, spinning into the ground. It was the first of many fatal crashes, as young, inexperienced pilots took their first flights in the plane, a replacement for its predecessors, the Sopwith Pup and Triplane, which were no match for Germany's new Albatross D-3 fighter. With the prospect of losing more pilots and planes through accidents than enemies they could destroy, the authorities plainly had to work out what was going on and seek a remedy. The cause quickly became apparent: the gyroscopic effect of the Camel's 130-horsepower Clerget rotary engine. In these power units, the whole engine, 9 radially arranged cylinders, was attached to the propeller and span around a stationary crankshaft. This apparently bizarre design had several advantages over conventional fixed engines. The cylinders were cooled by the surrounding air as they spun around, so the engine did not need a radiator or heavy water cooling system. And oil injected at the crankshaft automatically flowed outward, so there was no need for an oil pump. Rotary engines therefore produced more power for their weight than conventional piston engines. But there were side effects. Together, the engine and propeller acted as a heavy gyroscope. They resisted being rotated at right angles to their axis, so that when a pilot applied turning forces on his controls, it had unexpected effects. A turn to the left raised the nose of the plane, slowing it down, while a turn to the right forced the nose of the plane down, speeding it up. It was this that caused the uncontrolled descent into a spin that had killed Lieutenant Ellis. As we shall see, this effect was totally predictable from the laws of physics, but until then it had been ignored, as it had not posed a significant problem to aircraft. Earlier planes, even Sopwith's own Pup and Triplane.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?